Remember that old diary you had growing up, the one that's probably stored away in your basement under lock and key now? Well, you may want to dig it up after listening to this. Grown-ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids. It's a podcast that encourages brave adults to share their childhood and teenage writing. Dan Meisner is the podcast creator and producer. He joins us from Toronto. Dan, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
So tell us about this podcast. Where did you get this idea?
So a couple of years ago, it was about 2007, my wife and I were visiting her parents and going through a bunch of old boxes in their basement. And we came across my wife's diary when she was, it was written when she was, you know, 12, 13, 14, kind of the awkward teenage years, the early teenage years.
Yeah.
And we were in the basement having a drink, reading her diary out loud to one another. And, you know, there were parts of it that were quite funny and there were parts of it that were kind of bittersweet. And it just sort of struck us that lots of folks probably have this kind of thing tucked away in their parents' basement or in a storage locker or in a box that they lug from apartment to apartment to apartment. So we basically booked a night at a bar, invited some friends, had some drinks, and we've been doing it ever since.
And I imagine some of the things that people wrote when they were kids are not things that they would want to be sharing now.
Well, and that is sort of the fundamental tension here, right, is that part of what makes this funny is that a lot of this stuff was never intended to be read on stage. It was never intended to be read by anybody ever, right? That's kind of what makes this stuff funny.
Well, let's listen. And we're going to be checking in with you now several times over the next several days to hear some of these stories that you have heard. And here's the first one that we've got here. This is Caleb. When he was 7 years old, he wrote a letter to the Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney. He had a plan for destroying nuclear bombs. Here he is.
To Mr. Mulroney, I would like to help to destroy bombs, make a suction cup like this, and there's the suction cup, to get to the army forces, use a drill like this, and there's laser beams coming out, and there's a Canadian flag and air coming out the back. The suction cup will stick to the bomb, it will suck the powder out. Take the huge drill for a test drive. If it works, go to the army forces right away, and then destroy the bombs. About myself. I am 7 years old. I go to Sansbury McTavish School. I have blue eyes. I have black and blonde hair. My favorite cooler is red. I have a nice smile. I have lots of fun every day. If you need help, I am here. Bye now from Caleb. And then I got a letter from the Prime Minister. And it says, "Dear Caleb," it's on fancy Prime Ministerial letterhead. And it says, "Dear Caleb, I would like to thank you very much for writing to me about world peace. As you know, I also have a family, and my four children have their own questions about the future of Canada and the world. I promise you now, as I have promised my own children, that I will do everything in my power as Prime Minister to work towards a more peaceful world for everyone. I am always very happy to hear from young people who show a concern for their nation and the world around them. It reassures me that in future generations, Canada will be left in caring hands. Thank you for writing. My children, Carolyn, Mark, Ben, and Nicholas, have asked me to send you their greetings. With every good wish, yours sincerely, Brian Mulroney."
I just love my favorite cooler is red.
We get a lot of really, shall we say, creative spellings. I mean, the thing that strikes me about it is that it touches on this feeling that I had when I was a kid. Like, I remember really desperately wanting adults to take me seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, wanting to have some kind of meaningful interaction in adult conversations and just never quite being able to get there. So this idea that a seven-year-old with a suction cup could make, you know, meaningful change when it comes to nuclear disarmament, you know, it's charming, I think.
I remember writing a letter to Taco Bell corporate to tell them that I had figured out a way that they could make a disposable cup that would have like an accordion style thing in the middle so that you could take up less space in the trash with it.
my friend Garrett and I, growing up, wrote letters to sneaker companies with all sorts of sneakers we had designed, and we never, ever heard back from them.
So letters to sneaker companies or Taco Bell. That's Dan Meisner, founder and creator of the podcast Grown Ups Read Things They Wrote as Kids. Each day this week, we're going to be chatting with Dan and featuring some of his favorite stories from the show. You can hear more from that podcast at our website, hereandnow.org.
Did you ever hear back from Taco Bell?
You know, I think they sent a letter sort of dismissing the idea. And then all of a sudden, I noticed they started using those cups with the little accordions on. I never got any royalty payments or anything like that. I'm
Taco
still
Bell?
Working today, yes. Robin.
Here
now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.